This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay mayor candidate for the U.S. presidency, has suspended his campaign after big losses in South Carolina's Democratic primary on Saturday. Buttigieg is a military veteran and a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He won the Democratic caucus in the neighboring state of Iowa last month and came in a strong second place in the New Hampshire primary that followed, but he failed to draw the attention of minority voters. He came in a distant third in the Nevada caucuses, where there's a significant Latino population, and then fourth place in South Carolina, where African Americans make up more than a quarter of the population. Buttigieg announced his decision Sunday in a speech in South Bend.
We began this unlikely journey with a staff of four in a cramped office right here in South Bend, Indiana, right down Washington Street. No big email lists, no personal fortune. Hardly anybody knew my name, and even fewer could pronounce it. But South Bend showed everybody what to do. First name Mayor, last name Pete, so nobody got confused.
There are six Democratic presidential candidates left to compete in this week's Super Tuesday contest, with Democratic primaries held simultaneously in 14 states. Israelis take to the polls tomorrow in an unprecedented third consecutive election, Sarah Bassett reports.
Blue and white party leader Benny Gantz is trying to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the vote after two elections in 2019 failed to yield a conclusive result. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, is seeking re-election. While facing indictments on corruption charges, he denies any wrongdoing. Public opinion polls are predicting a similar result to the previous two inconclusive elections, leaving a divided Israel deadlocked and neither candidate able to build a coalition government with their traditional partners. I'm Sarah Bassett.
From Washington, this is VOA News.